And it is on the basis of those two bits of correspondence, which having called the commissioner, he acknowledged dispatching to the service commission and acknowledged the reply that I was aware that he had received. It was on the basis of that that I told him that he should remain on leave up until the expiration of same on the 20th of September. Mr. Vice President, it so happened, not with any premeditation, that the permanent secretary in the Ministry of National Security was present with me at the time, and my phone, as usually is the case, was on loudspeaker. So the permanent secretary of the Ministry of National Security overheard everything in the conversation, and I want to report to Senator Mark and the country today in the spirit of truth and honesty that I told the commissioner and repeated myself twice, making it pellucidly, abundantly, sufficiently clear for any child to understand. I am speaking about you staying at bay until the expiration of your leave. He acknowledged that and went off of the phone. So to suggest, as Senator Mark did, that this minister told him that he should not return to his desk beyond the 20th is clearly missing the mark, as he always does in his scandalous, and if you would permit me, a colloquialism, bacchanalish tone, which we reject in the face of the seriousness of the governance of the affairs of Trinidad and Tobago, and more specifically, the affairs of the Ministry of National Security.